Siddur number 3 is joined sponsored by the Mueller family in loving memory of Joyce's father, Robert Siegel, Lezer Riven, Ben Yitzchak HaLevi. We are learning about Tachanun, and I want to pick up where we last left off. There are two introductory psukim to Tachanun, at least for Ashkenazim. Svaradim have a different minhag, a different kapitel, but for Ashkenazim, the core centerpiece of Tachanun is kapitel Vav, is Tehillim chapter 6. Why that was chosen, we'll get to. But before we say it, Tachanun is introduced with two sentences, Vayomer David Agad, which we gave the historical or the Tanakh background to. The final parak of Malachim tells the story of David who needs to be punished and chooses out of three. Vayomer David Agad, he chooses his punishment, so to say. And then we have another introductory pasuk, Racham Echanun Chatasi Lefanecha. So we mentioned last time the notion of vidui, the idea that there is a minag, again, Nusach Sfarad and Sfarad, say the outright vidui Hashamne Bagadnu, and the Yud Gimel Midos, Nusach Ashkenaz, which does fulfill the same idea of vidui with these words, Rachum v'chanun. But I want to expand on this idea. Why are we saying vidui before Tachanun? Why is it part of Tachanun? And why is it important as a follow-up to the Amidah? Rachum v'chanun chatosi lefanecha. God is compassionate and gracious. First of all, you'll note in the long Tachanun already before this, we have the reverse, chanun v'rachum. Now it's rachum v'chanun. Why do we reverse the language? But chatosi lefanecha, I've sinned, I've made a mistake. We'll have to define the word chait before you. Hashem alei rachamim, God who's filled of compassion, rachim alai, be compassionate to me, v'kabel tachanunai, and accept my tachanun, accept my pleas. And that is the introduction to kapitel Vav, to Tehillim chapter 6, which forms the basis of tachanun. Why are we saying vidui? So the Megala Amugos, the Helega Megala Amugos, on Parshas Pinchas, says the following. A Yid, a Jew, twice a day has to sacrifice his life, her life, for Hashem. In other words, in two tefillos, there are two prayers we say where the kavana, the intent we have, is that we're willing to be moser nefesh, we're willing to give our lives for Hashem. What are the two tefillos? We're introducing Tachanun, so that's obviously one. The more famous is Shema. The image we have of Jews, God forbid, before giving their lives, whether it was going into the gas chambers or other such circumstances, was saying Shema. So Megala Amuko says, in two tefillos a day, a Jew has kavana, mindfulness, willingness to be moser nefesh. They are Shema and Nefilas Apayim. Kriya Shema, Yehuda Ila'a. Kriya Shema is, we're sanctifying God's name, we're willing to sanctify our lives because we are essentially affirming the oneness Hashem, but ila'a, from a high place. The nefilas apayim, yichuda tata. V'shnei yichudim elu, asa pinchas b'sha'a sheba la'ar gazimri. That's what the Megala Amuko says this in his commentary in Parshas Pinchas. But essentially, what are we willing to sacrifice? To literally give up one's life? To give up certain pleasures or comforts or conveniences? Tachanun is a gut check. Tachanun, as we fall forward, Tachanun, as we literally collapse. At least that's our posture. That we are collapsing before Hashem means we're willing to collapse. We're willing to surrender. We're willing to submit. We're willing to give up convenience, comfort. We're willing to even give up our lives. Shema is, again, the Yehuda Ilah, and Tachan Nefilas Apayim is Yehuda Tata. And then he continues, Mishim Mechavi Namasar Garmei, person who's most of themselves, Lamisa Benefilas Apayim, a person thinks about their mortality. At Tachanun, when we fall forward, Ki'ilu, as if one collapsed. So we say the Amidah, we stand proudly and strongly before Hashem, and we say, Ata, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chonen, you, please, you give me. And then all of a sudden we recoil and we collapse. Ke'ilu, demonstrating a Mesiras Nefesh of Misa, we're willing to give our lives. Kemosha Asa Pincha, Shemosar Atzmo, Asa Tefillah Nishmas. And that's what we say in this Kapitel Vav, in the 10th Pasuk, in Tachanun, Shema Hashem Tchinasi, Hashem, here. So what makes our prayer more readily heard, more favorably listened to, is our willingness to be moser nefesh for Hashem. In other words, every morning and every afternoon, except for tomorrow when we have a bris, but every other morning and every afternoon, when we say Tachanun, we're essentially a dress rehearsal for our own death. Lest we feel on top of the world, we feel we'll live forever, we feel we're in control, we feel we're in charge, we feel we can challenge Hashem to give us exactly what we want, what we think we need. So we follow up the Amidah with Tachanun which is a dress rehearsal for death, for Mesiras Nefesh, with all that we're asking for and all that we want, what are we willing to give up? We're willing to give up even our lives. We confront our own mortality because in Yiddishkeit, very prominently, when we confront mortality, when we think about death, it inspires life. It's not to be morbid and sad. In fact, Shalom of Bells says on the Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem al Kayin, lama chara lecha, lama naflu panecha, Pasuk describes when Hashem rejects Kayin's korban and he asks him, lama naflu panecha, why is your face fallen? So Heiliger Shalom of Bells asks, he says, why did Hashem ask him? I thought Nefilas Apayim is a good thing. Be'emes hu'davar hu'inyin gadol v'nichbad ma'od. Nefilas Apayim tachanun is a grace of Zach. It's a big thing. It's a very holy thing. So why is Hashem? You should see it in Kayin and say, Shkoyach, good. You're demonstrating not lama naflu panecha, Nefilas Apayim. So the Reb Shlomo Bells introduces, he says, there are two types of Nefilas Apayim. There's a Nefilas Apayim that's ba misitra de kedusha, Hashenu misitra de misavusa, chas v'shalom. V'ahevda ben zeh lezeh, im mitzad ha-kedusha, hu shorah b'simcha u'gadlus ha-mochin. Im chas v'shalom mitzad ha-achad, ha-acher, shorah b'kaz v'rogez. And that's what Hashem says to him, lama naflu panecha. Shlomo Bell says, there's two types of confronting mortality. You could confront mortality, you could fall sullen, downtrodden, collapse out of sadness and anger, resentment, bitterness, or you could do so with a sense of surrender, submission to Hashem, which brings with it Sitra de Kedusha. It comes from the side of holiness. Hashem, I love you. I give my whole life to you. My whole life is for you. And therefore, I fall before you. And that inspires life. So if thinking about mortality and death makes you hopeless and helpless, makes you give up, then that is the tzad of the Sitra Achra. That makes you sad and down. That makes you angry. That's a bad thing. And that's what Kayin was demonstrating, that Hashem challenges him, lama naflu panecha. It says of Shlomo Bells, artachanun, even though you're falling forward and confronting mortality, should be besimcha. You say it with a smile, because that act of surrender, submission, that recognition that we fall before Hashem, that brings us a source of simcha, we realize who we are, our purpose, and our mission in this world. We'll continue with this, and then we'll get into Kapitel Vav, why of all Tehillim, why was that chapter chosen to form the basis of Tachanun.